Good morning. You listen to FordDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Seth Arnold, the CoreTech brand leader with Shaw Industries. Seth, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's good to be here with you this morning, Kemp.
Yeah, Seth, we've known each other for a long time. I think the first time I met you, you had a lab coat on, and it was during those carpet stain-proof wars that were going on between Shaw and Mohawk, and you were proving the stain resistance of the brands you were supporting at the time. I wanted to talk about the fact you've made this move career-wise and got this new focus. Before we get to that, though, let's run through a little bit of background. As I mentioned, you're the CoreTech brand leader with Shaw, and you've been, I think, at Shaw for now about 5 weeks. Now, let's focus a little on your background. You spent your whole career in flooring, I think almost 22 years at Mohawk, and you started in sales but then switched over to marketing and brand focus there, right?
That's almost right. 25 years, a quarter of a century. And I did start in sales and very fortunate to work through a variety of positions within the industry. But most of that time in marketing. And yes, I have worn the lab coat. I am a firm believer that showing is sometimes more powerful than telling. So,
yep. Demonstration. I know what you said. All right. How'd this move come about?
You know, I've competed against Shaw for a long time, so I've been very familiar with Shaw and the products and obviously a lot of the people over the years. You know, I guess they started reaching out and talking to me about their vision for the future. They have a very powerful vision for what can be done with CoreTech and the category. And as I listened to the leadership team, it was amazing how consistent everyone was with, you know, what they believed could be done for the category, for the industry, for specialty retail. And that consistency really intrigued me. In fact, it was one of the things I wondered when I made the jump to lead the CoreTech brand is, was the leadership willing to make the tough decisions to support such a bold strategy? And I can tell you in the first 6 weeks, I am incredibly impressed at the ability to make those decisions, whether they're structural investment decisions, to really get behind and grow CoreTech, as well as the other brands that they have in the strategy. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm confident in the future of CoreTech and of the category at large.
Most people know that Shaw's got three core brands on the residential side. They've got Anderson Tough Decks, CoreTech, and Shaw Floors. And so you're one of those three marketing brand leaders. Tell us about where CoreTech stands in the market when it comes to rigid LVT.
I probably should also say that one of the main reasons for me making the switch is that I'm incredibly honored and fortunate to be able to sort of take the lead of the largest brand within hard surface flooring and clearly the largest within the rigid resilient category. And so that was a big part of why I decided to make the move. You know, I thought about this, if you'll humor me to tell a story. I paid my way through college driving a school bus. The group that I liked the most was the middle schoolers. They were so full of potential and just needed a little direction here or there. And that's kind of how I feel about CoreTech. It's a great brand. It has unbelievable potential for growth, for breakout. It's the youngest brand and the largest brand with really the greatest potential for breakout over the next decade. And so it's a bit of a no-brainer when you're offered an opportunity to take a brand and lead it, a brand like CoreTech. It felt like the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people know it's the leading brand in the rigid LVT business, started by U.S. Floors, and then Shaw bought CoreTech from U.S. Floors in, I think, 2016, and that was obviously Pete Dauche's company. And Shaw's continued to grow it. And I think I was interviewing Scott Sandlin 2 years ago, and he was telling me it was over $1 billion in sales. So it continues to grow, right?
It does. And, you know, what I look at when thinking about CoreTech is, you know, number one, more product authority. It's proven, it's trusted, and that's a huge part of growth. But also brand authority. You know, I've visited a lot of retailers over the last several years, and all of them would say, hey, the only brand that anyone's asking for when they walk into my store is CoreTech. Not only does it have product authority, but it has brand cachet. And then kind of the third piece you look at is really the retailer support. You know, I would say that CoreTech has done more to grow and support specialty retail than any other brand. And so that trust and that relationship with specialty retailers, it's something that's very special. And I think all three of those things combined give CoreTech a very bright future. The other thing I've seen is, you know, Shaw has done a tremendous job building supply chain excellence. The depth of their relationships and partnerships through the supply chain give them a definite advantage. And so you put all those things together in a young category, and it's really exciting what we can do for the future.
I was looking at CortecFloors.com before we did this interview and noticed that it has a dealer locator. So you've got somewhat of a specialty retail focus, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, at the center of CoreTech is really that core group of retailers. You know, they've been just as big a part of changing the market as anyone. They've believed in the product. They believed in the performance. They believed in the brand. And so we have a lot of really great specialty retail partners. And what we want to do is, you know, build demand for CoreTech and drive consumers into their store.
Now, just knowing what's been going on just recently, I know you're drinking from a fire hose, and I know Shaw just had its sales meeting this past week, and then a whole bunch of the Shaw team was at St. Jude's in Memphis this weekend. I guess you'll have your first big debut with this brand at Surfaces in January, right?
Well, there's a lot of shows in between, including mm-hmm. the Shaw Flooring Network, the SFN show. And so I'm fairly familiar with the selling season as it rolls out for the whole industry. There'll be a lot of opportunity to talk to customers, show them our product launches, which I've had a chance to see. Really exciting. I mean, one of the things going on right now is a bit of a resurgence or snapback to WPC, which nobody does WPC like CoreTech. And there's some exciting new launches, some exciting new technologies. Yeah, and I can't wait to get in front of the customer and take the brand to market.
All right, Seth, it was great to talk to you, and thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Seth Arnold, the CoreTech brand leader with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.